from Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. The rising star in the Democratic Party says she will not be seeking a second term. The 51-year-old says it's time to pass the baton to someone else. Mayor Bottoms is just the second Black woman to lead the city of Atlanta. And News Nation correspondent Janelle Fort is live in Atlanta for us tonight with reaction to this decision. Janelle.
Well, Nicole, this decision stunned a lot of people. This is a mayor who's had her fair share of time in the national spotlight and who many thought would for sure go for another 4 years.
Atlanta politics hit with a surprise shakeup.
So someone said to me yesterday, whatever you do, don't cry. But
in an emotional announcement, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she won't be seeking a second term.
It is abundantly clear to me today that it is time to pass the baton on to someone else.
Bottoms first penned her decision in a letter Thursday night, accompanied by this video.
I have carried their belief for a better tomorrow in my heart.
Later explaining the move in a news conference from City Hall.
This is not something I woke up and decided yesterday. This is something I've been thinking about for a very long time.
Bottoms has led Georgia's capital city since 2017. Tapped as a Democratic Party rising star, she was considered a potential running mate for now President Joe Biden. And this year, she reportedly turned down a cabinet position in his administration, opting instead to fulfill her role as mayor.
We did not see this coming. The fundraiser that she did just 2 weeks ago with the president had everyone gearing up for her reelection campaign.
Kimberly Peeler Allen is the co-founder of Higher Heights, a national organization building the political power and leadership of Black women. She says, though surprised, it was no secret that Bottoms' term has been filled with challenges.
I think leading one of our nation's largest cities has a whole host of issues. And she talked about the largest cyber attack against a municipality in our nation's history that hit the city of Atlanta soon after she was elected, to crime, to COVID and the pandemic, unemployment.
I'd never anticipated a social justice movement. I never anticipated a pandemic. I knew there was a madman in the White House, but I didn't know what it would feel like to lead under those circumstances.
Now, Bottoms' political shocker fueling speculation over what's next. The rumor swirling from Bottoms running for a higher position in Georgia to a role in the Biden administration. To Bottoms dropping out of the race due to fear she wouldn't win a second term.
As many people have seen through polling and just the overall approval ratings that she's had in the city, I think the last piece that she was not going to win re-election is probably the least probable out of all of those options.
Now, Bottoms says she doesn't know her next move, but her bowing out clears the way for what's bound to be a very competitive mayoral election here in Atlanta, especially as national eyes are on Georgia politics. Reporting in Atlanta, Janelle Fort, News Nation.